even though it's a relatively new play, it's only 2 or 3 years old, it is a very classic British-style comedy.
That's Megan Bishop-Rienzo, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Megan Bishop-Rienzo is directing the Theatre Lawrence production of The Cottage. The play opens on March 13th and runs through the 22nd. Megan, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I appreciate you having me this morning.
Well, tell us about the plot of this play.
The Cottage was written by Sandy Rustin, who also wrote the recent adaptation of Clue, which Theatre Lawrence produced last season. So some people might recognize the style of the writing. And it opens on a summer day in 1923 with two people, Sylvia and Beau, and they're each married to other people, but they're wrapping up a weekend tryst with one another. And it quickly turns into a morning full of surprising revelations and shenanigans that include jilted spouses and even a murderous ex. But ultimately, Sylvia ends the day in an entirely different state of mind than she began it. And the biggest revelation is the one that she has about herself.
So there's a lot of serious stuff going on, but would you call this a comedy?
Oh, most definitely. It is, even though it's a relatively new play, it's only 2 or 3 years old, it is a very classic British-style comedy.
Now, is this a play that's good for the whole family, or would you recommend a minimum age for this production?
I would say it's probably most ideal for teens and older, so probably a lot of people would consider it similar to like a PG-13 rating on a film, just mostly due to some of the adult situations.
What can you tell us about your cast?
Oh, my goodness. The cast is six incredibly funny and very instinctive actors. And I think many of our patrons will recognize all of them from previous Theatre Lawrence productions. And I initially had prepared myself to work some improv games into our rehearsals just to kind of add an element of, you know, spontaneity and playfulness. But they all immediately, the first week, started finding comic bits to add in and have played off of each other so naturally that there was never any call for that. Emily Pons and Ryan Hamlin Kennedy play Sylvia and Beau, and they set the flirtatious, playful tone of the play so perfectly in the few minutes and spend the rest of the show very deftly pulling back the layers of who their characters really are underneath. And then we have Shelby Easom and Zachary Bricken, who play their spouses, Marjorie and Clark. And they've both brought their own individual brands of goofiness and silliness that leave you waiting to see what they'll do next. And finally, we have Maggie Shermone and Colton Smith, who play Deirdre and Richard, who are two unexpected guests. I won't reveal their identities. And they add more chaos to the mix. And they're master improvisers when it comes to discovering ways that to make a given moment even funnier than it already is in the script. So I feel extremely fortunate to have been spending the last 2 months working with and getting to know these people. The stage managers and I are just howling with laughter at every rehearsal. They're a very special bunch.
When people come to see this play, what can they expect in terms of set design, the look and feel of the production?
I would say this one, this show is really special too because the set and props almost feel like additional characters. We had a guest scenic designer, Jim Peterson, who is the technical director for the University Theater at KU for many years. And he's worked with Theatre Lawrence's resident tech director and volunteers to create a truly stunning cottage interior. All the set dressings make everyone feel transported to this charming cottage in the English Cotswolds, with also some of those like 1920s touches that make it feel really appropriate for the period. And the play also has many Easter egg moments with props, and those have been cleverly designed by Caitlin Abraham. So the actors are interacting with the set constantly more than you might see in other shows. So all in all, there's a tremendous amount of visual interest. And I think audience members will enjoy that as a true feast for the eyes.
Now, in addition to the play itself, there's a special pre-show bonus event. It's taking place on March 21st. What can you tell us about it?
Yes, we're very excited about this. So this happens on Saturday, March 21st, the second weekend of the show, and it's called Secrets, Scandal, and Stirring. And it's led by two people, Philip Bradley and Kay Tibbs. They were suggested by members of our production team because they both really know their stuff when it comes to mixology, and they're a lot of fun to boot. So we're very excited about it. It's a ticket add-on of $15. So when you go to purchase your tickets for Saturday night, that would be an option to add on with your purchase. And it starts an hour before the show, and you'll learn about mixing different types of martinis and how to craft them to your own personal taste. And you'll even get a couple of samples to start your evening. So it's limited to 50 tickets, and I think it's already probably about at least 50% sold. So we're anticipating that will sell out.
And because of the alcohol involved, it's for people 21 years of age and older.
Of course, yes.
Anytime you put together a play, there are going to be challenges. I'm curious, what were some of the greatest challenges you faced in putting The Cottage on the Theatre Lawrence stage?
Well, honestly, I was prepared to tackle some challenges, like I said, to, you know, maybe try using some improv exercises to encourage people to get comfortable with each other and play with the comedy. I was prepared to have to do a lot of work, since it does take place in England, working on a British dialect. But honestly, the challenges I was prepared to tackle turned out to be not issues at all, because the cast is that fabulous. So, and the creative team as well. But I would say the primary challenge is what anyone would face with launching any comedy of this style, which is executing that really crisp timing that British comedy is known for, really, you know, making sure that we're being intentional with the timing, knowing when to turn up the humorous antics or pull them back, which has been a lot of fun to work on through rehearsals, and playing with different ways to deliver some of those real zingers of a line here and there. So just working on figuring out how exactly we want to develop the comedy overall.
I'm also curious about sort of the flip side of this. What have you enjoyed the most about directing this play?
goodness, again, that's a tricky one. I would say probably the greatest challenge was also the thing that I've enjoyed the most, which is trying different deliveries during rehearsal and saying, sure, try it this way, or watching an actor improvise something and having that become one of our favorite moments in a certain scene. So I think that's probably been my favorite part, is how much these actors trust each other and how much they are willing to and how much they trust me when I ask them to try something new. And I think that's been really rewarding for me as a director, to watch them be creative and for us to get to have a lot of creative freedom together.
Well, the show sounds like a lot of fun. When are the show times and how can people get tickets?
So the easiest way to get tickets is on Theatre Lawrence's website. It's theatrelawrence.com. And since this is the next upcoming show, it's right there on the homepage. You can click to get tickets. But you can also call their box office number, which is 785-843-7469. If you call during the day, they'll be able to help secure tickets. And the show times, we open Friday, March 13th. So that first weekend, Friday and Saturday, the show is at 7:30 p.m. And Sunday, March 15th at 2:30 for a matinee. And the second weekend runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30. And the final Sunday, March 22nd, is another 2:30 matinee. We also, on the website, if you're there, I crafted a playlist of some really fun 1920s tunes for the show, including a Kansas City band, as well as some British bands of the time. So if you want to get in the mood, you can go to the website and click the theater's Spotify playlist to hear music from the show.
There's also a time lapse of building the set for the play.
Yes, which is pretty impressive to watch. And that'll, like I say, that's a great teaser to get a sense of what people will be seeing when you come to see the show.
Megan Bishop Rienzo is directing the Theodore Lawrence production of The Cottage. The play opens on March 13th and runs through the 22nd. And again, more information is available at theodorelawrence.com. Megan, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you so much, Dan. I've had a wonderful time.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.